Our state capitol report continues in this half hour with a look at a controversial issue that resurfaced in the news again last week, and that is using dogs in the wolf hunt in Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 7:37 on this Monday, December 9th. Wolf hunters are now able to use dogs in a portion of northwestern Wisconsin. But our guest lawmaker in this half hour has introduced a bill to ban the practice. And we will welcome your questions and your views on this for State Senator Fred Risser at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Fred Risser is a Democratic state senator from Madison. He is the author of a bill that would prohibit the use of dogs in the state's wolf hunt. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why do you want to prohibit the use of dogs in the wolf hunt?
Well, Joy, it's totally unnecessary. There are seven states now that have wolf hunts. No other state allows dogs. I think it's inhuman. Dogs and wolves get into fights, and the dogs usually lose. And interestingly enough, a majority of the Conservation Congress voted against the use of dogs. So we have the conservation community against it. We have other states that don't allow it, and it's an inhumane process. What's the purpose?
So why do the hunters want to be able to use dogs in a wolf hunt?
I'm really not sure. I tried to find out, and they say that some hunters would like dogs to track wolves. But, of course, dogs are not allowed to fight wolves. They're not allowed to kill wolves or any wild animals, for that matter. I really don't see any purpose to it whatsoever. And as I say, the other six states that allow wolf hunts do not allow dogs to participate.
Yeah, if no other states allow this, how do we know that it's going to be cruel to the hunting dogs?
Well, I don't think it is. And I don't really understand why the legislature approved the use of dogs. Someone must have wanted it, but I don't think a majority of the people want it. Certainly the Conservation Congress voted against it, and other states, including our adjoining states of Minnesota and Michigan, do not allow dogs. I just don't see any purpose whatsoever, but it's in the law, and so that's why I've introduced a bill to take it out of the law.
Yeah, your bill came out in March, and here we are more than 9 months later, and there has not been a public hearing scheduled. Are you hopeful one ever will be scheduled?
Well, I'm afraid that the committee chairman is opposed to it and will not hold a hearing. Under our procedure in Wisconsin, once a bill is referred to a committee, the chairman of that committee can determine whether or not to have a hearing on the bill. I've asked the chairperson to hold a hearing. I have not gotten a very affirmative answer. And so apparently they don't want a hearing on the bill. But I still think it's a good idea, and I'm going to introduce it again next year. Maybe next year I'll be more successful. Perhaps even later this year I'll be successful. But so far I haven't been.
Can you explain why, and I know that the use of dogs in the wolf hunt has been very controversial. It went to court in an attempt to stop it, but now Wisconsin is allowing dogs for the very first time just in one zone, one portion of northwestern Wisconsin for the wolf hunt. Can you explain what's going on with this?
I'll try to. What happened is that the state is divided into six zones for hunting wolves. And when the allotted number of wolves are killed in a particular zone, then that zone is closed off to further hunts. What has happened is that so far, five of the six zones have already gotten their quota of wolves. So there's only one zone left. I think that's zone three up north. Now, the bill that allows dogs to hunt or to participate says that dogs can't participate at the beginning of the season, but can only participate about halfway through. They're halfway through the season now, so the dogs are participating in Zone 3. But they didn't participate the first part of the hunt. Interestingly enough, most of the wolves had already been harvested. And so last session, of course, there was an injunction against the use of dogs. That injunction has been raised now, and most of the wolves have already been harvested prior to the use of dogs. So halfway through the season, dogs are now allowed. There's only one zone left in which the harvest has not been secured, and so zone three is a zone in which dogs are available.
We are talking with State Senator Fred Risser, a Democratic state senator from Madison. He's the author of a bill that would prohibit the use of dogs in Wisconsin's wolf hunt. Senator Risser has been asking Senate Natural Resources and Environmental Committee Chairman Neil Kedzie, a Republican from Elkhorn, to schedule a hearing on his bill. And so far, Senator Kedzie has refused to do so. And our Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Chuck Quirnbach did reach out for a comment on this issue from Senator Kedzie last week. And that request was declined as well. What do you think? Do you think that dogs should be used in wolf hunting or not? Why or why not? Why do you suspect Wisconsin's the only state of those states that allow a wolf hunt to permit the use of dogs? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our State Capitol Report. During this half of our State Capitol Report, we are talking with State Senator Fred Risser about his bill to prohibit the use of dogs in the wolf hunt. And we're welcoming your questions and your views on this at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Maureen in Mount Pleasant is our first caller. Hello, Maureen.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
Good. What do you think about this?
Well, I think two things. I think that where is the sportsmanship? I think these hunters, if they want to go out and shoot the wolves, I don't think they need dogs to do it. I think it takes the sportsman factor out of it. And secondly, the state is reimbursing for those losses. So if a hunter wants to go out and put their dog in harm's way, why are the taxpayers putting the bill for that? As a taxpayer, I'm offended.
Really, Senator Risser, if a dog is lost by a fight with a wolf, the state will reimburse the owner of that dog?
We have a program in Wisconsin where if dogs are killed by wolves, that the state does reimburse the owner. However, that quite frankly, that program has one exception, that if the dog is in the wolf hunt, he will not be compensated. But if a dog is killed by a wolf while he's hunting bear or pheasants or something else, the state does reimburse the owner. And we have spent over $100,000 in reimbursing owners for lost dogs. Over 40 dogs have been killed by wolves in other activities.
1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you have a question or a view on whether or not dogs should be permitted in the wolf hunt in Wisconsin, they are now. And in one zone in northwestern Wisconsin, dogs can be used right now. And we are talking with a state lawmaker who is trying to put an end to that practice. He says it's barbaric and cruel and that there's no need to use dogs to hunt wolves. Do you think otherwise? Maybe you are a hunter who uses dogs for wolves. Why do you need to use dogs to hunt wolves? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, we do have a poster on Facebook who says that Gary on Facebook says, the best reason for using dogs is to develop techniques and experience in catching wolves in the most efficient manner for when it becomes necessary to do so. Well, I'm not, it's a little confusing there, but I guess it, he claims that this helps the hunter develop techniques and experience in catching wolves in the most efficient manner. What response to that, Senator Risser?
Well, we have a wolf harvest, and there are so many wolves to be killed in each year. The harvest for this year, I believe, is about 251 wolves. Most of them have already been killed. I don't see the need for dogs. In fact, last session, the harvest was obtained without dogs. In other words, it was obtained before the dog season started. As pointed out, the dogs don't start until about halfway through the season. I just don't, again, see the need or the sport of having dogs, especially when we are able to harvest the wolves without them, and especially when other states find it unnecessary.
Our next caller is Karen in Green Bay. Hello, Karen.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and I'd like to thank the lawmaker for going after this. I compare people who take their dogs on wolf hunts with people who use their dogs in dog fights. Anyone who would take their dog out on a wolf hunt, taking the chance that their dog would be maimed or killed by a wolf, really shows no compassion for the animal at all. So I think this should be outlawed because it really is just another form of dog fighting and, you know, having the wolf fight the dog. And I think there are people out there who actually get off on watching these animals fight. So thank you so much to the lawmaker for doing this, and I think it's an important issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. She thinks it's like dog fighting.
I think that what the state is doing is actually sanctioning dog and wolf fighting. It's just inhuman. I don't understand why people get a thrill out of it, but apparently some people do.
Yeah, Rich on Facebook says, as a lifelong hunter, my opinion is that hound hunting traumatizes the animal unnecessarily, and in our small parcel of the world, dog packs won't necessarily stay off of private property. I'm not sure. So concerned that the dog packs will be going into private property off of, I guess, public property. Any comment on that, Senator Risser?
Well, I'm not quite sure what he's getting at. It is now possible if wolves interfere with farm produce to get a permit to kill the wolf. That isn't the issue. The issue is using dogs in chasing down wolves, and I don't think that's necessary or desirable. And by the way, this bill that I've introduced has 20 co-authors. In other words, 20 members of the legislature have also co-authored the bill with me.
Yeah. Steve in Eau Claire is with us. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Yes, I'm originally from Montana. Spent much of my life hunting elk, deer, antelope. And I've been in Wisconsin for quite a few years, and I don't even hunt here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a twisted hunting ethos. And the final result is hunting wolves with dogs. It's just embarrassing. It's not even hunting. As far as the damage from wolves to livestock, it's pretty minimal, and the state reimburses people. I just don't get it. Why do people want to hunt wolves? And Wisconsin hunters in general, it's all about hunting in packs and going through the woods in a group, and talking all about the NRA. It's not even really true hunting. I left the NRA in 1982 when it became a political organization and forgot about hunting and conservation. It's just really embarrassing. I go back out to Montana where there's real hunting and a real true wilderness ethos. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thank
and
you
I
very
might
much.
Add, Joy, I might add that Montana is another one of the states that allows wolf hunts but does not allow dogs to participate. By the way, I agree with the caller quite a bit.
Yeah, thanks for the call. It's just, are you concerned at all, Senator Risser, about the actual need for a wolf hunt?
Well, I'm not as skilled on that. You know, wolves were just delisted by the federal government a year ago, and they've been delisted and listed. At one time, there were no wolves at all in Wisconsin. Then we brought them back. I'm no expert on wolf hunts. Quite frankly, I think that probably there's a reason for bringing the wolves back into natural resources of things. But I'm not a hunter, so I'm going to pass judgment on that. But I will say that I feel absolutely that it's inhuman to participate in hunts with the dogs.
We had a caller who couldn't hold on, who did want to say dogs are used in other forms of hunting, namely bear hunting. And I know that's very controversial, too.
That's not controversial, because when dogs go after bears tend to climb trees. They don't turn around and fight. But wolves will turn around and fight with the dogs, and the dogs are going to lose out in 9/10 of the cases. It's entirely different, quite frankly. I don't like the idea of using dogs anywhere, but I can tell you that going after wolves is entirely different than going after bears.
Yeah. Do you know, Senator Risser, is there a lobby of hunters who use dogs that really pushed for this?
You know, I can't understand how it got in the law in the first place, because majority of the Conservation Congress voted against it. Mm-hmm. And usually the state pays attention to the Conservation Congress, which is made up of hunters. There must have been some small group of people that wanted dogs that were able to lobby this through the legislature and lobby it through, because the bill that was passed in the legislature required that the department come up with ideas for dogs. And I voted against the bill, but it passed, and it's law. I think it's a bad law, and I hope we can change it.
Let's take another call from Ann in Madison. Hello, Ann.
Hi. Well, a DNR employee himself said this is because a lot of money is being given to certain people in the legislature. But why do you need dogs? First it's sadistic, as people have been saying, but why would you need dogs? Recent studies have shown that most of the wolves that have been killed in Wisconsin have been killed in these very agonizing traps, which I think is... again, like the caller from who hunted in Montana, I think this is really—it's sadistic. It has no purpose at all, and these guys are getting a lot of money to promote bills like this.
Thank you, Ann. A reaction, Senator Risser?
The caller is absolutely correct. 50% of the wolves that were caught in traps, which is not very sporting, as far as I'm concerned. In fact, the whole idea isn't particularly sporting, but. 50% of the wolves that were captured in traps, and that's another very inhuman way of going at the whole idea. It isn't sport, as far as I'm concerned.
Annie in Watertown is with us. Hello, Annie.
Hi, I'm from a hunting family, and my husband and son hunt and everything. But I just don't understand why the hunters seem to be running the show in the state. It's like hiking and other public uses of our lands are just thrown aside, and the hunters seem to be running the show here.
Yeah, there have been a number of bills to have different seasons on different animals and hunting and expanding hunting in state parks and the like. Senator Risser, are hunters running the show?
Let me comment on that. Mm-hmm. That caller... is very true. You know, the legislature passed laws that permit hunting in public parks. I was the only one in the Senate out of 33. I was the only one to vote against a bill to allow hunting in public parks. And I do agree that the hunters have way too much power in the state. Hunting in the parks, I think, is unfair and unreasonable, and there ought to be places in this state where people can enjoy the outdoors without having to worry about dodging bullets.
You know, I recall Democrats held their own listening sessions when it came to the iron mine near Lake Superior. Any thoughts on holding a listening session on using dogs in the wolf hunt, just so people have the chance to speak if there's not going to be a public hearing?
So, but there's always public hearings. The bottom line is that the laws are passed, that the allow the wolf hunt with dogs, and I think that law should be changed.
Yeah. So, but if my point was that if the legislature won't have a formal public hearing on your bill, any thoughts of holding a a listening session on your bill?
Well, you know, the listening session was actually held by the Conservation Congress.
Yeah.
Those are hunters in the state, and they voted against it, having the use of dogs. It seems to me that their overwhelming support for this bill, they say I have 20 co-authors on the bill in the legislature, and it's just a small group that seems to be holding up the works here. I hate to be partisan on it, but the 20 co-authors I have are all Democrats. There's not a single Republican that has supported this movement of mine.
Well, we'll leave it there for now. All of the callers that we have waiting are on your side on this issue. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Fred Risser, Democratic State Senator from Madison, the author of a bill that would prohibit the use of dogs in the state's wolf hunt. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Christy Taylor for producing and directing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.